Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Lizibu Kazim Bakarov, Hana Reza Bas Miriam Rivka, Leda Kala, Lialad Bari, Vishalim, Baramachi Bar, Vishasagidov, Arichus Yamim Vishanim Tovos, Rachel Batzlacha, for her, Ulachol Hanil Vimaleha. I thank the sponsors of this shir and the sponsors of my other shirim. We're going to be learning Mirtz Hashem about the essence of the day of Purim, based on a shiur given by Hagaon Rabbi Asher Weiss Shlita, near Tavshin Ayin Beis. What are the essence of Purim? Do we say that they have a Kedusha Atzmis, like Yimei Chag Umoi, that are Be'etzim Yamim Tovim, and the mitzvahs flow from the Kedusha Sayom? So it's one Purim. Purim is essentially a holy day. And then they have mitzvahs mesuyamos that flow from the kedusha of Purim. Purim doesn't have an iser malacha, but it has kedusha, and that's where all the mitzvahs come from. Or maybe no. Maybe the union of Purim is b'mitzvah sehem and not the etzim hayom. And it could be that the yesod of this shaila is talui in the din of the achronim and all the surei derabbanan. Are they surei chefzer or surei gavra? Because it could be the Achronim say that the Chachamim don't have the power to create an Isra Cheftza. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and He created nature. He can make an Isra Cheftza. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu made holy days, Pesach, Sukkot, etc. And the Chachamim don't have the power to make days that are holy b'cheftza. Only on the Gavra they can tell Gavra the various mitzvahs. So there are ways of looking at the Shaila Lakan Ulakan. In the Bir Halacha and Simon Tufrich Sadi Beis, he discusses somebody who doesn't have a Megillah. Does he say Shachianu al Etzim Hayom? He brings Rav Yaakov Emden in the Mor Ktzio. Does he say Shachianu al Etzim Hayom? He brings the Meiri and Shabbos Chof Gimel, that if you don't light and you don't see near Chanukah, you still make Shachianu. But he was Mefakpek. So Lachor, this Shaila of whether or not you say Shachianu al Etzim Hayom is a shaila in this, is Talui in our shaila. Is the day be'etzem holy, in which case you would make a shechianu? Or no? The day is not, like the Bir Halacha, what's mefakpek, that you maybe don't make a shechianu le'etzem hayom, because the day is not holy be'etzem. Also, in Siman Tafresh Peches, Sifav, Purim Mishulish, you read Purim, you read the Megillah on Friday, you say Al Nisim on Shabbos, and you read Sudas Purim on Sunday. In the Beis Yosef, he's Tameya. Why don't you say Al Hanisim on Friday when you read the Megillah? Even though that's what he was noted, Misvara, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Al Hanisim you say on Shabbos and not on Friday when you read the Megillah. And the Radbaz is Tameya on the Tamiya of the Beis Yosef. Yosef was Tameya, why don't we say Al Nisim on Friday? Frek the Radbaz, why should you say Al Nisim on Friday? So, Nir Lechora, that these two tzadim are Tali in our Shaila. If we say that the Itzumo Shayom is holy or not, if we say the Itzumo Shayom is not holy, so it's Mistabri, we should say Al Nisim B'Yom Mikra Megillah. That's the Mitzvah Ikris of Yimei Apurim. But la halacha, we hold that there's a chavetz of moed al etzim hayom. And therefore, even though we're marked in the Megillah to Friday, mechsha shemei avirenu, we say al anitzim be'etzim hayom and Purim and Shabbos Kodesh. Very nice. That goes Memonios in the second parak of Hilchos Tevila, Nos Vav, says we say that Omer al hanitzim be'arvis Purim afal pishlo koros haMegillah v'lo kasher pasak b'seder Rav Amram. You say Al Anisim in Meir Van Purim, even though you didn't read the Megillah, and not like Rabbi Amram Cohen Paskin, that you don't say Al Anisim until after Kriyas HaMegillah. And this Shita was alluded to by the Ramban, Tafresh Sadi Gimel, Sif Beis, Uvelel Yodalit, Af Bishalokor HaMegillah, Adain, Omer Al Anisim, Tfilos Arvis. And on the night of Yodalit, even though you didn't say Al Anisim and you didn't read the Megillah yet, you still say Al Anisim. Like this, how goes Maimonios, not like Rav Amram Cohen. So lechora, ain't pesher l'shitas Rav Amram. Why is it talui in whether or not you read the Megillah? They just say Al Anisim. Chiyala al das, that if you haven't yet sat in the sukkah, or you haven't yet eaten matzah, you're not going to mention Yom Tov and Tefillah. What does Kedusha Sayom have to do with the mitzvah Sanoa Gospa? So, and Nira Bazeh, the Purim is different from other Moadim. Other Moadim have Kedusha Be'etzim Hayom, Purim doesn't have Kedusha Be'etzim Hayom. And the whole essence of Purim is just in its mitzvahs, and therefore Rav Avram Gaon holds that as long as you haven't yet read the Megillah, you haven't yet started the mitzvahs of Purim, don't say Al Anisim. But Lahalacha, this Shita was rejected, as we saw, Nagos Memonios, but not Be'echrech, because we paskin that the Etzim Hayom is Mekudosh, and it has a Cheftz of Chagam Uzmanim. But maybe because Al Anisim and Mikra Megillah are not totally in each other, it's not Havat Talia. And even though we haven't yet read the Megillah, we can still say Al Anisim. In the Sefer Mishnah Siyavitz, by Hagon Rabbi Bezalel Zolti, in Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Tes, he's mechalek between Yamim Tovim, where there's a mitzvah simcha be'etzem, like the Rambam says in Nochos Yantov, Chayav Adam Lios Bem Samech V'Tov Lev, Hu Ubana Vishto V'nei Beso V'chol Nilvim Alav, Af Al Pisha Simcha Murakani Karban Shlom Yesh B'chal Osa Simcha L'Smoa Hu Ubana V'nei Beso Kol Echad V'Echad Karoy L'Os Yisi, that on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah simcha be'etzem, to be happy on Yom Tov. Because of this, everybody has to be sameach with what gives them simcha. Men with meat and wine, women with nice clothing, women like their clothing, and ktanim with klaus ve'gozim, like Rambam says in Halacha Yudches. But Purim, there's no mitzvah simcha be'etzem hayom. The mitzvah mishta is a maisa shel simcha, like the Rambam writes in the second parak of Megillah, that chovas seuda zu. She'yeochel basar, v'yisakein seuda no'o, etc. V'shosi yayin achi yishtaker. So it's not simcha be'etzem hayom, like it is on yantif, that it's a simcha be'etzem hayomtif. No, it's a maisa, that when you have the seuda, you have to do this maisa simcha of meat, seuda, yayin. And he wrote a nifladika perish in the Lashon HaMakros in Megillas Esther. First it says Simcha Mishta V'Yamtiv, and afterwards it says Lasos Osam Yomei Mishta V'Simcha. First Simcha Mishta V'Yamtiv, and then Mishta V'Simcha. So we see in Megillah and Hamud Beis that first they wanted to be Metake in a Yamtiv and to Aser it Be'asiyas Malacha, but Lamaskana they weren't Metake in a Yamtiv, just a Mishta V'Simcha. That's why the first time it says Yamtiv, they wanted to make it a Yamtiv, and in the end they didn't make it a Yamtiv. The Mishnah Siyavit says, why originally does it say Simcha and then Mishteh? Yimei Simcha or Mishteh V'yomtev, and then afterwards it says Fakert, Yimei Mishteh and then Simcha. So the answer is that first they wanted to be Metakein a Yomtev Mamish. So it's Pashut that it was Yimei Simcha or Mishteh. It's a Simcha Be'etzem, like on Yomtev. And then Mikoch, that Simcha, you have to make a Mishteh. Aber. Afterwards, when they decided not to make it a Yom Tov, it became Lamaskana a Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha. In other words, it doesn't have Kedusha Be'etzem, Kedusha Sayom, that there's Simcha Be'etzem Hayom. No, there's a Mitzvah Mishteh. And from that Mitzvah Mishteh, there's a Kiyum of Simcha, that you have to make a Mishteh. That's the Mitzvah. And then part of that Mitzvah is having Simcha. You eat your bread, you drink your wine, and that is done b'simcha. In other words, it's not that the mishta is mikoach the simcha se'etzem hayom, it's that the simcha is mikoach the mishta, mikoach the mitzvah of making a mishta. V'divrei pi chacham chayim. Beautiful. V'lechora, there's a machlokas haposkim if Yom HaPurim is be'etzem Yom Simcha or not. In Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Vav, Siv Zayin, Mechaber writes that Avelis is Noeg B'Purim. The Ramah argues and says, we're not Noeg Avelis B'Purim. So it would appear that they're arguing if you may Purim or Be'etzim, you may Simcha, that's the Das HaRamah, that there's no Avelis, or there's no mitzvah Simcha Be'etzim. This is a mitzvah of Mishteh and Hagah Shel Simcha. And since it's not a day of Simcha Be'etzim, you, one, Lo Aleinu, is Noeg Avelis. In Sif Ches, he says, Mutter Lisa Isha Bepurim, there's no din ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. The Taz brings those who aser. And that would also be talui, is it a day of simcha be'etzim or not? If it's a day of simcha be'etzim, ain't ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, and if not, then you're allowed to have nisuin then. So even though it works out very beautifully in the Lashon of the Pasuk, nevertheless, it would seem pashut that the mitzvah is to be samech v'tov leiv b'purim. That it's a mitzvah simcha be'etzim yimei purim. And these days are days of Yimei Mishta V'Simcha in the most simple way. They are days that obligate you in Mishta V'Simcha. And we shouldn't be medayik from the Lashonos of the Rambam that Purim is only a mitzvah su'uda like the Mishnah Siyavit says. Because look at what the Rambam says. Rambam writes in Halacha Yedalid, Mitzvah Yom Yedalid V'Nei Kfarim V'Yaris V'Yom Tesvel V'Nei Krachim Lios Yom Simcha Simcha Mishta. So these days are days of Simcha and Mishta. They are Yamim of Simcha and Mishta. That's him. And more than that, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Vav, Siv Zayin, Mitzvah Doraisa L'smoch B'Purim to Divrei Kabbalah to Divrei Torah. It's a mitzvah Doraisa to be happy on Purim because Divrei Kabbalah is like Divrei Torah. So you see, it's a mitzvah L'smoch B'Purim. It's not just a chiv from the Su'uda, that you have to be Sameach when you have the Su'uda, part of Mitzvah Hayom. No, it's part of Etzem Hayom to be Sameach. And Yom Tov, the Rambam adds that in Yom Tov there's a mitzvah to be Sameach v'tov leiv, who ishto obanu v'nei beso, to tell us this tremendous halacha that you have to be Sameach your wife with big day tzivonim and the children with their egozim. And this halacha is definitely not said about Purim. But like about Etzem HaMitzvah liot Sameach v'tov leiv, it's Pashat, but also on Purim. Purim has to be a Yom of Simcha. So even though it's Pashat that Yom Tov is a day of Simcha Be'etzim, and Purim is a day of Simcha Be'etzim, they have different Kedarim. And Simcha's Purim, Ikra B'Mishta Yayin, and therefore it says in the Pasuk, Mishta V'Simcha. And it would also seem that these two halachas, Avelus and Purim, and Nisuin and Purim, are not in the same category. Because we see something interesting. We see that the Ramah argues with the Machaber, the Gabi Avelus, and not the Gabi Nisuin. The Gabi Avelus, the Ramah says, there's no Avelus and Purim. But the Gabi Nisuin, that you're not allowed to get married, because Veimar Mitzim Chasimcha, there the Ramah doesn't argue, why not? So therefore we have to say that you have to judge each halacha in its own Kedam, in its own categories, and don't be Medam and Milsa and Milsa. And there is room to argue that only Din Yom Tov is Doicha Avelus and not Yom Simcha of Purim. That's one gather. And there's also an argument, as we saw before, whether there is Ein Ma'arv Simcha B'Simcha, that the Mechaber says that there is Ein Ma'arv Simcha B'Simcha, there is a problem of Ein Ma'arv Simcha B'Simcha, and it's only the Taz who brings those who aser. That's a different gather. You have to understand what the Shorash of the Machlokas is. But there's no tzad to say that there's no mitzvah Simcha in Purim. There's definitely a mitzvah Simcha B'Purim, and it's not just part of the Chova Su'udah, part of the Mitzvah Sayyom. There's a mitzvah l'smoch be'etzim yom ha'purim. Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, Ketzad Chova Su'udah zu, sheyochal basar v'itakin su'udah na. So we see from the Rambam that there's an obligation to eat basar b'su'udah purim, sheyochal basar, you have to eat meat. He proves this from the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sent Rav Hoshaya Basar Egel b'mishloach manos. You also see in the Gemara above Mitzayin Ches on the days, they would shecht calves and they would eat them on Purim. And the reason is because these are days of Mishta v'simcha, and ain simcha la b'basar v'yayin. In the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Sadi Vav Sif Zayin, he says, Yesh mishomer she'onin mutz b'basar v'yayin d'lo asi yesed yachid ha'velus v'dachi yesed rabim d'araisa v'shtos b'purim d'divrei kabbalah ninu shem k'divrei Torah. Some say that an onin is mutter b'basar v'yayin because the eser of the yachid of avelus is not docha the eser derabim d'araisa to drink on Purim, and divrei kabbalah is k'divrei Torah, and therefore Purim is the status of d'araisa. So from here also you see that there's a chiyuv lechol basar b'sudas Purim, because if that's not, because otherwise, how would it be onin the yisur, how would it be docha the yisur of an onin to eat basar? And it must be because the simchas Purim is mechayev you to eat basar. See, this is an inyan of eating basar, the mitzvah of eating basar and simchas Purim. Magen Avraham writes that even though in Megillah it says lasos osa yimei mishta v'simcha, there's only simcha b'basar v'yayin, nevertheless it's possible that there's no mitzvah to eat basar on Purim, because even on Yom Tov there's only a mitzvah to eat basar b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam, and then he's marim makom to siman tav kuf nun tes, and siman tav kuf nun tes Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Beis shalai mashach b'basar v'yayin u'beholos. Magen Avraham says that mikom kol mitzvah lechol basar. So what does he mean in Tafri Sadi Hey when he sends you to Tafkuf Nantes? In Tafri Sadi Hey he says there's no mitzvah of basar on Yom Tov b'zman hazeh, and then in and he sends you to Taknat, and then in Tafkuf Nantes he tells you that there is a mitzvah of eating basar. So Chora, we have to say that since there's no chiyuv min haTorah to eat basar on Yom Tov, only Shalmei Simcha, even though on Yom Tov they were mitakin that it's a mitzvah lechol basar, it could be that on Purim that's not a Yom Tov mamish, they weren't mitakin a chiyuv basar, and the whole kavanah of the Magen Avraham is from the lashon of the pasuk. You may mishta v'simcha. You can't prove that you have to eat basar because simcha siyam tov min haTorah is also not with regular basar, only but basar shlamim. So that's the chiluk, that on yom tov there's a takana, the rabbis tell you to eat basar, but not mitzad that it's a day of simcha, not mitzad the pasuk of the Torah. The meila ban Purim also is no, there's no chiyuv of basar mitzad the fact that it says simcha. So that's the possible pshat in the Magen Avraham. Al kol panim, it's l'chora tamua. Why does the Magen Avraham say there's no mitzvah lechol basar b'Purim? It's an often a Rambam, an often a Shulchan Aruch, but there is a mitzvah lechol basar b'Purim. Yotze b'davar, we have to ma'ayin in the Taz and Siman Tov Reish Sadi Gimel Siv Katan Beis, who brings the Shut Maharshal and Siman Mem Ches in the name of Gadol Echad b'davar Ma'ari Folk, who paskin that even though you're not machzir somebody who doesn't say Al Hanisim b'tfilan Purim, nevertheless somebody who doesn't say it in Al Hanisim has to go back and say it again, has to bench again. Since he may mishta v'simcha sudas Purim zechova gemur like sudas Shabbos v'yantav, and therefore if a person misses Al Hanisim he has to bench again. The Taz adds to mikol makom, You only have to go back if you forgot the Al Hanisim in Suda Shachris. But if you said it in Suda Shachris, even though you forgot to say Al Hanisim in what we call Suda's Purim, in the later Suda, where you wait L'shem Simchas Purim in the afternoon, you don't have to go back and bench again. And so Paskin the Taz L'maisa. So if you hold it as a Chiyuv Gomer to eat Basar in this Suda, you weren't Yotze in your Suda Shachris. In Suda Shachris, you didn't eat Basar. Ubemis Mavur Lahedi Balashan Arambam, Narachilas Basar is a Chova Besudas Purim. Ketzet Chova Sudus Yochal Basar. So what's the Pshat? In the morning you went back, that's enough. In the morning there's no, you weren't Yotze, you're Mitzvah Sudas Purim. So what is your Al Hanisim there help? And also in the morning Sudah, it's also people aren't Ragil to drink Yayin. You Yotze Sudas Purim without drinking Yayin, that's Me Iker Mitzvah Sayom, the Vesume Besudas Purim. Also mafurish in the Rambam that shdias yayin is shaykh to suddas Purim. It's not a mitzvah of niatmas. How are you yotzei dechovasa besuddas shachris? So l'chor we have to say that even if you have to go back and eat again second meal in order to eat your meat and drink your wine, nevertheless you don't have to say Alan Nisim again because you're already Yotze and Birchas HaMazon and Shachris. But what's the pshat with that? Amiras Alan Nisim is not a mitzvah hayom. It's a chovas Birchas HaMazon of Sudas Chova. And if you're in Yotze, you're Sudas Chova and Shachris in the morning, and you have to eat again as soon as Basar V'yayin, the Chor is Pasha that you have to say Alan Nisim again. So what's the Taz talking about? How can the Taz say that when you made it Alan Nisim and Shachris in the morning, that's enough, and then in the afternoon, you're off the hook. In the afternoon, if you miss it, you don't have to say bench again. Why not? That's the Iker Mitzvah, the benching of the meal of the afternoon. Even though the Magen Avraham brings the Maharshal in the name of the Maharifal, and Simatafrit Sadi Hesiv Kontes, and right so is the Das of the Shla, but he asks on them, is Birkas HaMazon better than Tefillah? Tefillah is definitely an obligation, and nevertheless, you're not Choser if you didn't say Alanisim. Kalvachomer Birkas HaMazon. So, what does the Maharshal mean in B'Shem Maharifolk that you have to go back in benching? In tefillah, you don't have to go back in tefillah as a chova, so why is benching any better? And nevertheless, he writes that if you already said it, besu the shachris, so you don't have to say it again in mincha, in the later in the afternoon suda. If you miss, said Alan Nisim, besu the shachris, that's enough. The Magen Avraham is mefakpek b'shitas HaMaharshal and Maharifolk and the Shla. The Be'emes, you're not chayav to eat bread and perm. You could be yotze in mischa v'simcha without bread. And the male is no chiv birkas hamazon and alan isim, sorry, sell your rabba. And look also in the Prima Gadim. It's a machlokas haposkim. If you have to eat bread, v'sudas perm. Look in the birka Yosef, tim tefreish sadi hei. You must do this perm below lechem. Yotze! Echad kadosh b'tshuva kisvei yad. So we have the Magen Avraham, the Eliyarab, the Rekha Yosef, you don't have to eat bread, the Suthis Purim, the Ivitz and the Morktsia writes that it's, you can't listen to such a thing, that there's no Suda on Purim. What are you talking about? Ein lecha Suda, kiviya Suda lo pas. Of course, Pasha that on Purim. It's the Yemeh Mishtev Simcha, and there's no Suda lo pas. How can you have a Suda without pas? So the answer we can say is Shal Shudas. The third meal, and it's without pas. However, mitam acher would seem that you need to eat a sudas pas on Purim, because the Rush writes in Brachas, Perek Zayin, so Simon Chav Gimel, the name of Ben Yehuda, that you have to have pas. The sudas yomtiv, because there's no simcha without pas. Menela Purim, which is Yemei Simcha, that would make it that you probably shouldn't have to have pas. We learn in the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph two reasons why we don't say Halal on Purim. Rav Nachman says because Kriyas Megillah is instead of Halal. Rava says because we're still Avodim of Achashverosh. L'chora, these are two different drachim in at their very root. According to Rav Nachman, this day is Roy LaHalal, but Kriyas Megillah is Hihi HaHalal. And Rava, it's not a day that's Roy LaHalal. We have a famous Chiddush of the Meiri that according to Rav Nachman, if you didn't read the Megillah for whatever reason, you have to say Halal. But according to Rav, it's Pashut that you don't say Halal at all. Even if you didn't read the Megillah, Halacha, the Shari Tshuva is Mistapik, and the Yisrael Safik is, it's Halacha like Rav or like Rav Nachman. The Rambam in Perakim, Halacha Vav, Mechos Megillah and Chanukah, brings only the reason of Rav Nachman, that Kriyas is what Lila, and so says Abu Draham, and Ochos Perm, but Shibale Alekin and Levush, they bring both reasons, Pelah LeMishnah Berurah, who only brings the Sheet of Rav, Dakat De'ad De'achash Ve'erushanah. The Maskan of the Shari Tshuva is that if they didn't read the Megillah, they should read Halal without a bracha. So it would seem that this is a Chumr Yisera, because really the Meiri is a lonely sheet and nobody else follows him. And we don't say Shtika Kehoda. This is a very, very Mechudish Tikashita. And since we don't find in anywhere else that you have to say Halal on Purim, if you didn't read the Megillah, you have to say Halal, Memela, that would be a big Chumr to say Halal. And the Emes, it's Mevor Lehejib, Lashon HaRambam, Perakil Mechus Chanak, Allah Havav, Lo tiknu halel bepurim. So these are some insights into the inyanik purim, and we should all be zochem mit Hashem. Limo de lamed lishma de lasis. The time is called Divrei Samu Teresa Behava. Amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.